Angel Hosts Minister Before God, December 13. God's Throne and Angel Ministry. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. We are informed in Scripture as to the number, and the power and glory, of the heavenly beings, of their connection with the government of God, and also of their relation to the work of redemption. In the presence chamber of the King of Kings they wait, angels, that excel in strength, ministers of His, that do His pleasure, hearkening unto the voice of His word. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, were the heavenly messengers beheld by the prophet Daniel. A guardian angel is appointed to every follower of Christ. These heavenly watchers shield the righteous from the power of the wicked one. This Satan himself recognized when he said, "Doth Job fear for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side?" Said the Savior, speaking of those that believe in him, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father." The angels appointed to minister to the children of God have at all times access to His presence. Thus God's people, exposed to the deceptive power and unsleeping malice of the Prince of Darkness, are assured of the unceasing guardianship of heavenly angels. If God has granted to His children promise of grace and protection, it is because there are mighty agencies of evil to be met. Agencies numerous, determined, and untiring, of whose malignity and power none can safely be ignorant or unheeding.